Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in from home. Well, Tanya and I are scrubbing in from home. The rest of the gang is in studio, like the hard, brave soldiers they are.
Yes, we are.
Wow. Is it that delayed? Tanya, I'm just staring at you. Are you just staring at me?
Oh, because I like, okay, so Beck and I are FaceTiming right now. So I felt it was important that we could see each other, but we are not in the same room because I'm a little bit worried to be around her as she was just flying and I'm taking this quarantine very seriously.
That's why you didn't talk for 5 minutes after I just did the greeting.
Oh, well, I couldn't hear you. And I was like watching, I think my TV screen is a little bit delayed.
Oh, yeah. That's more just so that we're not talking over each other. So don't pay too much attention to the Skype, the FaceTime screen.
I can't. You just look so beautiful today.
You're an idiot. Hello, everybody. I know that we are in a time where things are, you know, very uncertain and we don't have like a ton of answers other than, you know, everyone to just stay safe and stay at home and be careful. But we wanted to do a podcast and hopefully bring some entertainment while you're sitting at home in self-isolation.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important because, look, we're not the news. We're not doctors. We're not going to tell you, like, you know, what to do and stuff. All we can do is tell you what we're being told to do, which is to self-isolate as much as possible. Stay away from people. I stopped going to the gym as of Friday. Like, it's actually kind of crazy because my concern about all of this really progressed. Like, I was flying a week or, like, 2 weeks ago. And then all of a sudden, Thursday morning, Brad sent me this really long text, and he was just like, I love you so much. I'm really serious. I want you to stop going to events. This is getting really, this is important. Like, this is going to start spreading really fast. Please stop being around people. And I think that really jolted me because it's obviously, like, somebody that I love and care for, and he cares about me, and, like, really kind of put it into perspective. And I was like, wow, I really need to make some changes. So I kind of really put myself into isolation as of Thursday, did as minimal as I needed to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, I went to the grocery store and that's about it. I started running outside. Even when I'm running outside, if I run past somebody, I will literally go like around, like on the street, so that as to keep like 6 feet away from them.
For those ones, that 1 second that you pass them.
You never know. I'm serious. I think
I know.
So
no.
Important. Like, we're healthy. We're young. This is not going to, you know, yes, if we get it, we'll be okay. But there's so many elderly people that live in my building and people with, you know, that are at high risk. And it's just like, you don't know if you're a carrier. I just want to be super, super careful.
Yeah, it's one of those times where it's definitely better safe than sorry. And we left to go to Hawaii the day the like hysteria really began. And I just to put it out there, this was a planned trip. It wasn't one of those things where we saw the prices went down and we booked our flights. It was a planned trip.
Right.
When we left and things started going crazy, and it was beautiful in Hawaii. It was like very calm and peaceful and like people seem, you know, a lot more relaxed. But I was really struggling with this weird guilt that I wasn't in self-isolation, that I was going to be traveling, because it's not like you said, it's not about us getting sick. It's about us compromising people who aren't going to be able to recover if they get it. So I hope everyone's like really taking it seriously and not thinking like, oh, it's just everyone's overreacting. But whatever, if people are overreacting, I'd much rather that than people not taking it seriously and people spreading this further where it just makes things worse in the long run.
Oh yeah, Mark sent me this quote last night, because I was really having like an internal struggle yesterday about whether I wanted to go into the studio or not today, because I just didn't feel comfortable about it. And he was like, if you feel like you're overreacting, you're doing the right thing. And that I was just like, you know what, I'm done. Because my friends, they went to the store yesterday and they had to go down Santa Monica Boulevard. And they said that the bars were like packed Saturday and Sunday, like to the brim of people just brunching and partying. And I'm just like, it's not okay. Like, this is serious, you know? Like, yes, I don't think we need to panic and freak out and, you know, buy everything off the shelves. Like, that's what's happening. But I do think we have to take it seriously and like stay away from each other as much as we can. And so it's like, I think we need to lead by example and just really do things the right way, because this is serious and we need to come together. Like, this is when it's important for us to come together.
Yeah. I got home last night. And so today's like day one of I'm staying here until everyone says it's okay to leave, because being on a plane and being at the airport, like, I don't know what I was exposed to. I feel like I'm definitely need to stay away from everyone right now. But I did want to say thank you to all the people who are still working, like the healthcare professionals and the people who aren't able to work from home and that are going in, because I know this is a scary time for everyone. And to everyone who's, you know, probably freaking out and worrying about finances and how they're going to pay rent, like, I know that that is beyond stressful. I can't even imagine. But the best thing you can do is if we can all band together, this will end sooner if we can all like look out for each other and not just ourselves. So we're going to get through it. We're brave. We're strong. We're America.
Oh my gosh. You are ridiculous.
No, I'm serious. So you have been just like really Cloroxing everything in your house is what you said?
Yeah. I mean, like when I go to the grocery store, I wipe everything that I touch, and I'm just trying to do everything within reason. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to panic and I don't want to, but it is weird. Like, I'm feeling really weird. I'm having moments where I'm feeling very anxious. And I'm trying to just like combat that with, like, I'm listening to worship music and things like that. But if I'm being honest, like, I am feeling really weird about it. And I'm already getting a little bit of cabin fever, you know? Like, I've been in my house since Friday and it's Monday, and I'm already kind of like, I don't know what to do, you know? And I don't know. It's weird. definitely a blurry time.
Yeah, it is.
And this is the other thing too that's like really unsettling is people keep messaging me that they're losing their jobs. Like a girl hit me up this morning and was like, "What do I do? I just got an email from my boss saying that effective immediately I'm laid off." And it's like, this is scary. This is affecting our economy. This is and I don't know what to tell her. I'm like, I don't even know what to do. It's not like you can go looking for a job right now.
Yeah. I mean, I want to inform everyone and be informed, but I also like, I think, you know, we say what we say about the situation and let's make this a form of, you know, happiness and, you know, entertainment while everyone's sitting around and not be a source of panic in the midst of this scary time and try and bring some goofiness and silliness and some of your great answers to emails today.
I mean, I'm down because honestly, it's like, it's all that's on the news. It's all that's on social media. It's really just kind of all consuming. And yeah, I do think it's important that we keep our spirits up and help each other. Like if you have elderly people around you or like anything, if there's any way that you can help, I've been also trying to figure out ways that like, we can help with like school meals, people with kids, you know, I don't know. So I'm like trying to work on that too. And we'll like keep you guys posted on social and things like that of ways that we can help and things that we're finding out too. Cause that's really what this is all about.
Tanya, I have a question.
Yes.
You posted in a group text last night that you're almost out of wipes, out of Clorox wipes, and you had a bunch and now you're out of them. And it struck me that you're alone in your apartment and you're not leaving. Why are you going through so many wipes?
So honestly, I didn't have that many, to be honest. I bought two big canisters when all that stuff was going down before I flew to New York. And I gave one of my canisters to Aaron, my neighbor. And so I had one canister and then I took it to New York and then I brought it to Atlanta and Patty and Sydney were using mine. So now I'm like, I've gone to two or three CVS's. I went to two Vons, Gelson's and Trader Joe's. And I couldn't find Clorox wipes or hand sanitizer.
And you want to talk about how Jen came through for you?
Yes. So I had some girlfriends actually that had a extra bottle too that I was going to go grab last night. And then we were in the group chat and our boss / amazing person ever, Jen Suwala, wrote back and was like, she said she bought like a bunch at Costco a few weeks ago. So she had two to spare. And so I go over, she lives like maybe 10 minutes from me. So I go to her house and she ran out because obviously I don't want to go into her house. She has a kid. And she comes out, she brings me the two canisters of Clorox. She had just made vegan lasagna. And so she gave me like a big like pile of her vegan lasagna and she put Girl Scout cookies in there.
Wow.
Isn't that so sweet?
This is what we need to do for each other. That's a beautiful story.
It's true. A beautiful story. And that happened the other day. I was at one of the grocery stores getting, because I'm not trying to be crazy in terms of how much toilet paper and paper towels I'm buying. I feel like I bought the right amount. But there was a line in the paper aisle to get these things. So I was like, maybe I'll get one more. And so I was the last one. The person in front of me got the last four rolls. And I wasn't stressed about it. I was just like, whatever. And they turned to me and she was like, I'd rather you have one and me have three than me have four. And I was like,
girl, how about you have two and I have two?
No, all I needed was one. Like, I was like, that is so nice. It's just like, I don't know. It was just really nice.
That's so sweet. We were staying in an Airbnb in Hawaii and the first day, like for whatever reason, when we got there, we all only had one rolls. Like there was no more toilet paper in the house. And I was like, oh, I guess they start us out with one and then we need to go buy more. Well, the next day we got home and there were two huge boxes from like Office Depot or something full of toilet paper. So I guess they have like a monthly ship or like a whatever, like it's on a routine where it comes. And we were all like, should we pack some of this? Because it was all like individually wrapped. I know some people took some. They're back.
Really?
I ordered a huge pack on Amazon before it got really crazy, and it came while I was gone. But I went to get on and get like soups and stuff, and everything was really back ordered. And luckily, Tanya like pulled through for me and went and shopped and bought double of everything so that I would have some food to last.
I know. So how do you want to, cause I love you, but I don't want to see you right now.
So times have really changed.
This is worse than I thought.
Times have really changed.
So I'm happy to put everything in a bag and I'll leave it. Like I'll bring it out, but I'll put it on the sidewalk for you.
On the sidewalk? That will be snatched up in 2 seconds.
No, I'll wait till you get here and I'll see you. I'll put it on the sidewalk and then I'll go back upstairs and watch you take it.
Okay. We're gonna have to wait until the rain stops, but that sounds
so
good for
me. You'll see her car pull up?
Exactly.
And she'll remain in her car while you go out to the sidewalk, leave the package. You're safely back in your apartment. She comes out, grabs the package, and drives away.
Exactly.
Got it.
If anyone happens to witness this interaction, they're going to think things are so weird.
They're going to be like, that already happened to me with an Amazon delivery guy. Like, come in. He was coming, walking up to my apartment as I was walking up to my apartment. And I literally like yelled. I didn't even get close to him. And I go, hey, if you want to leave those packages, I'm happy to deliver them to my neighbors. And he was like, I can't do that. I have to get in. And I was just like,
Wow. Wait, I wanted to give a shout out to a girl who this girl wrote us, and her friend had to cancel her wedding. It got canceled in actually my hometown in Louisiana, or she's from Shreveport. But anyways, we wanted to give a shout out, but she didn't say her name. Oh, Kinsey. Shout out to Kinsey. Her wedding got canceled. It was her dream wedding. Her fiance booked her venue, her dream venue, when they got engaged, because she always talked about it. And I know there's like a ton of this going on, like people are having to cancel just a ton of celebration events. And it really, to be honest, it just sucks. Like there's no way around it.
I know. It's like you've been planning this for so long and yeah, there's really nothing that you can do.
Yeah. So shout out to Kinsey. We're so sorry that this has happened, but you're going to come back. The wedding's going to be amazing. Everyone's going to be healthy. We're going to be in a time of celebration. So it's all going to be okay. And we're sorry that this is happening to everyone who's having to deal with this, but I just want to give a shout out. And her sweet friend wrote us and said, wanted us to give her a shout out. So her friend's name is Kelsey Watts.
That's really sad. It's really, you forget about stuff like that, but a wedding is just not going to happen right now. And it's so sad that people have been planning these things for their whole lives. My daughter was supposed to go to Washington, D.C. The 8th grade class goes to Washington, D.C. every single year in April. For 42 years, they've been doing this, and they had to call it off. And the email from the people that organized this every year was just heartbreaking. You could tell they were just so, so devastated that they had to do this. And still trying to figure out, like, we got to get people's money back and we'll figure it out, but give us some time because we've never had to deal with anything like this before. But that's what everybody's going through.
I know. And I mean, even like these small businesses, like the gym, my gym had to close down, obviously, because of, you know, our mayor, like that last night did that. And they sent out an email and they were just like, you know, we understand the circumstance. But if you can keep paying your membership, like our business will go under. It's its only gym. It's not like a big chain. It's the only one of its kind. And I'm like, this is probably happening all over the place.
Oh, sure. I think this is going to clear out a lot of small businesses, sadly.
So sad.
Yeah. I was leaving to go to New York with my family on a trip tomorrow, and it was my mom's first time to New York. It's like been something she's wanted to do and like see for a long time. And before things even got bad, I was like, listen, I don't want your first time to go to New York, to go on a trip like this, to be when it's we're like locked in our Airbnb because everything shut down. You know, they were closing like Broadway shows and all the tourist attractions, which is what we probably would have been going. So we canceled and we're going to reschedule for another time. But it's true. Like, there's a lot of events and things that people are looking forward to. And it's just kind of, you know, the sacrifice of coming together and trying to get back to good times.
I know. And I think that's the thing that's like kind of the eeriest is like, how long is this going to last?
Yeah. It's true, because it's kind of novel that Tanya's on the phone and Becca's on Skype, you know, because of all the stuff that's going on. But 8 weeks from now, is this how we're going to be doing this show? Because that seems to be how long everyone says this is going to go, at least.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to order some production tools and microphones and such.
You know, Tanya's not coming
set
over.
Up in my... No, I'll not for
over
her,
once,
just for me.
Once okay. Cleared for like 5 days.
Okay, she's trying to say 5 days, and I told her if I've been exposed, I think it's 14 days at least. Can someone help?
That is true.
She keeps saying, I'll see you in 5 days.
No, yes, it's more than 5 days for sure. It's a 14-day quarantine if you've been exposed.
So I guess I'll see you in 2 weeks, Becca.
Yeah.
So, right. So you're saying, like, some have said you can start isolation pods. Like, if you've been isolated for a week and you know somebody else who's been isolated for a week, you can kind of get together at that point. I think that's what they've been saying.
But
how do you get to each other's place without touching doorknobs and interacting with people?
Well, I've been touching everything with Clorox wipes.
That's why you're out of Clorox wipes.
I know.
Just like in your house things?
No. When I like go out, like when I mean, I've only gone to the grocery store, to be honest. So that's about it. But I guess if I were to come to your house, I'd have to just, I don't know. TBD.
You want to hear something exciting that happened on the day before we left for Hawaii? So Wednesday night. I'm not going to give any names because I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but someone came over and they left their bag on the ground. And as we have learned, Phoebe gets into anything that's on the ground. And so this is before we knew that there had been a bag left on the ground. We're having dinner, just hanging out, and Phoebe's acting totally normal. And all of a sudden she goes to walk and she keeps like laying down her, you know, like, so Phoebe has a too bad, her knees and her back legs are bad and she needs surgery, but anyways, I've gotten different opinions on that, but I was like, oh my gosh, we're gonna have to do the surgery for sure. She can't even walk on her back legs anymore. She's laying down. She started acting like she was gonna fall asleep, and I thought, is she in so much pain that she's like blacking out? What's going on? So we go upstairs and the no-named person realizes that their bag is missing, and she picks up her bag and she goes, or she looks under the bed and finds her bag. And she goes, oh my gosh, Phoebe got into my bag. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's eating an edible or something. She's high. That's what she's doing right now.
Geez.
So I look under the bed. I find a pack of edibles and there's only one left in the little package. And so I said, how many were in here? And she said, she may have eaten like two or three. So Phoebe is high as a kite. Like, she couldn't walk because her legs were giving out because she was so high. So I haven't packed yet for my trip. I was like just about to start packing when all of this went down. So I take her to the 24-hour clinic, and apparently it was a big night for animal tragedies because people were coming in and out with like severe situations. And I'm sitting there with Phoebe, who's just high as a kite. And everyone's like, what happened? And I'm like, she ate edibles. And so I was there till 2 a.m. because she was the most mild case of anything that was happening. And so normally if I take her, if we even walk by a vet or like a animal clinic, she starts freaking out, like starts shaking. She knows. She was so relaxed when I took her in there. She was like, she went to the girl without even like fighting me. So she was all good, but I had to leave her totally, you know, not in a good place. But my sister was watching her, so hopefully, you know, everything went back to normal. But that was a exciting time. Don't leave your bags on the floor with small dogs. And she's okay. Mostly they just are high. They worry about, like, I think their heart rate, and then they can get nauseous and like throw up and vomit. But you know,
I know, but like, he's a little dog. I feel like that much weed could really do damage. No,
she ate a joint one time.
What are you doing to this dog?
This was random because it was a friend's friend. It was someone I didn't know, and it was left in a beach bag, and Phoebe got into it, but I didn't even know that it was in there. So
joints? It's not 1991 anymore.
Are you roommates with Seth Rogen and James Franco?
No! You guys, and the thing is, like, if I even take edibles, it's like once a month maybe, and then that's really it. And I'll take half before I go to sleep if I'm like feeling like that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I've never smoked a joint, and I hate the smell, so I'm very strongly against that. But Phoebe seems to like it, so just over in Venice Beach doing what I do, you know?
Yeah, literally, like, what in the world?
Yeah, so that's how my trip started, and then, you know, everything went mad after that.
Maybe I'll try an edible now that I'm quarantined.
Oh, you know what you should try? And I don't know if they're a sponsor of this specific podcast, but the CBD company that's a new sponsor for
Caliber CBD.
I took it the whole time I was in Hawaii because I was like feeling a little overwhelmed with like having to cancel my New York trip and then the fact that I wasn't in self-isolation. You should try that. It would probably relax you in 2 seconds.
And Tanya, you can get 20% off with promo code scrubbing.
Yeah,
I'm honestly. I'm happy to. I think I could use that right about now.
I might deliver it. I'll do an exchange with you when you give me my food. I'll put a box in a bag for you.
That would be awesome.
That makes it look even shadier that you pick up one bag and leave another behind, and then you.
I know, it's a good trade. Yeah, so that's what's been, what are you seeing, your boyfriend during this time, or what's going on?
Yeah, I am seeing my boyfriend during this time, but I'm not going to lie. I Lysol him down and I make him wash his hands the minute he walks in here.
You have to. You don't know where he's been. Has he been going into the office and all that stuff?
Yes. Oh. However, No. There's nobody there. He's like, nobody's there except for him. So.
Him and the virus.
No, there's nobody there except for him. So he's basically in self-isolation there. But yeah, I mean, he's been going to grocery stores too. But yeah, I've been using, I have like a Lysol spray. So I just kind of spray it on him. I'm super fun. Date me, guys.
Wow, like I can't think of anything worse than getting sprayed down with a Lysol spray.
I don't even think you're supposed to do that. You're not supposed to say Lysol on skin.
Yeah, my skin would not be happy about
that. No, I don't spray it on him like perfume. I just do it in the vicinity with like any bag his night bag and stuff.
Oh,
his overnight duffel.
That's right.
Might be time for him to leave some stuff there, and that way he doesn't have to bring the duffel.
I know, but I also feel like, shouldn't he just ask me to leave stuff? Like, I don't need to tell him that, right?
He's waiting for an invitation.
He might be.
Oh, really?
It might be presumptuous to just start leaving things in someone's home.
I always waited for an invitation. I'm just saying.
Okay, maybe I'll tell him today. You can leave some things.
Yeah, you can leave a few things here.
It's so funny, though, because I feel like there's all these text messages that are going around right now. Like, all of these, whether they're true or not, there's all these, you know, the texts that are saying, like, we're going to be in this 8 weeks and, you know, quarantine or whatever. And so I start to panic. And he like really can calm me down. You know, he's like, Tanya, you've got enough scallops in your freezer to last you till August. And I'm like,
scallops?
Yeah, because they had that was the only thing in the frozen aisle that was left. It was a jumbo bag of scallops, frozen scallops. I don't even know how to cook scallops.
Is that all you're going to leave on the side of the road for me? Is that it?
No. But when I went for you, I had got Boca burgers and I got some vegan meatballs and then I got a bag of vegetables and a bag of fruit.
Okay, great. I was going to say, I am not a huge scalps person, so I might leave those for you.
That's a hilarious panic buy.
Yeah.
I know. It was the only thing that was. And so literally, my boyfriend was like, LOL, what are you going to do with this giant bag? And I'm like, well, I can probably eat like two a day. So if I'm in here for a while, like these will last me.
Oh, that seems like something you'd get tired of quick.
Wow. You guys, I did not go, like, I was not, I kind of feel like I should have gone to the grocery store with more, like, intention, because I bought the most random stuff, because everything's so, like, when I tell you that the shelves are empty, like, they are empty. So, like, I saw, you know, salsa that hadn't been picked over, so I grabbed salsa, but I have no chips. No chips here.
Sure. Yeah, just drink it.
I found spaghetti in the spaghetti aisle, but I didn't grab marinara sauce.
You got the salsa.
Salsa. Salsa and spaghetti.
I know.
I'm just like, what in the world?
Oh.
Well, it's going to sound very different in a few seconds when Lauren Elena jumps on.
I know. So yeah. We recorded this interview with Lauren Elena last week, and we're in the studio, so it will be a significant change for your ears, which you'll probably appreciate. But she's so amazing. And I felt like there couldn't be a more perfect interview to go up while everyone's in this kind of like uncertain time, because she is just a light. She is a ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
You still with us, Tanya? She's looking on Instagram or reading a text or something. I'm watching her.
I am reading a text, okay? I'm trying to multitask here. Things are happening in real time in my life.
Okay, well, I was trying to include you in the
intro. I have to go to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription, and that is the last place that I want to go right now.
Oh, no.
My doctor said that the wait time at the pharmacies has been over an hour.
Oh God!
Just for them to call in prescriptions. I'm like, awesome, cool, great.
Well, at least at least you have insurance to go to the doctor and get a prescription. That's the bright side.
There you go.
I know. You're right. You're right. So but that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I was like in real time getting a text, and I just need to, focus on you. I'm staring right at you, girl.
Yeah, it's scary. So anyways, here's our interview with Lauren Elena. She is wonderful. She is feisty. She's strong. She's an open book. Easton loves her.
Love.
And so here's our interview with Lauren Elena. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll be right back.
It's Giannina from Love and Sight, a new iHeartRadio podcast all about the TV show Love is Blind. Are you addicted to Love is Blind? We are here to satisfy all your Love is Blind cravings.
And if you haven't watched yet, join us everywhere you listen to podcasts for everything you need to know.
Do you want to find out how Damien and I got back together? Yep, I'm the girl that got left at the altar.
The Love is Blind cast will join us, telling us things they have never revealed. And you get all the behind the scenes, all the details, all the never seen footage, and the ultimate question.
Can an experiment like this actually work? Is love truly blind? And iHeartRadio is bringing you every little nugget, Love Insight, available now everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
All right, so we have a very special guest, someone that y'all have requested to come on the podcast for a while now, and we finally have her scrubbing in the studio. Please welcome Lauren Elena.
Woo!
Laura and Elena, don't worry. You have been Cloroxed up. We, you are good to go.
Speaking of scrubbing in, we have scrubbed these microphones.
Yeah. Tanya was wiping hers like she was about to put the whole thing in her mouth.
Can't be too cautious.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know
what's going to happen in here.
We just want to make you feel safe in here.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really do feel safe.
And just healthy. Yes. Protected.
Yep.
We have literally, so we have a Facebook group for the podcast, and they are very dedicated to who they want to come on. They always are giving us suggestions. Your name has been there for a long time.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
And then
you went
in the Facebook group and you asked them to, I think before, at the end of this, we should go in there and fire off like some speed rounds.
Yeah. I posted and said, is there anything that y'all want to know about Lauren? Are there any questions you want me to ask her? And a lot of them, they do have questions, but a lot of them just wanted to say, like, she is just such a light and we're so grateful for her and they love you. So we have this, our podcast, Tanya has kind of coined the phrase modern woman energy, and you are kind of the epitome of a modern woman.
Well, thank you. Goodness gracious, I got to get on this Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It will make
anytime I'm feeling bad, I am going to get on your Facebook.
You should, though, actually.
We highly recommend it for anyone who needs a boost midweek. A midweek boost. So you have a EP that's out.
Yeah.
It's so good. I listened to it. I had it on this morning, especially because I knew I was going to talk to you. But I loved the track, title track? Is that the correct term?
Yeah, title
yes,
track.
Yes, it is.
I love it because it's so true that we go, I'll be happy when I get this or when this happens. And I thought it was such a great, it's such a good message of being like, why don't we just live and appreciate what we have going on right now, live in contentment. And I was wondering if you were going through something where you were like, I'm struggling because I keep thinking maybe if I do this or maybe if I accomplish this.
I think we're all doing that because I'm a big goals person. I like to set goals.
Yeah.
But then I feel like I forget to be thankful when I reach the goal sometimes because then I've set a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a ongoing thing. And I actually, this song, Getting Good, I did not write it. And I write all of my music, but I heard this song, and it's written by a girl named Emily Wiseband, who I write a lot of my, I wrote 6 songs on the last album with her. So it makes sense if I cut a song that I didn't write, I would cut hers because we have similar writing styles. But I heard the song and it kind of stopped me in my tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I need to.
Yeah.
I'm going to call my mom and dad. It's like the song that makes you want to call your family.
I know. That part got me. Cause it's like I'm sitting there talking. It's talking about calling the parents and not even being able to focus on the conversation because you are thinking of horrible things happening to your family. So you're not able to like soak in the moments with them.
And it's so true. Why do we do that?
We all
need to be like, I don't know. I listened to that song and I cried the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't really cut songs that I don't write, but I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Like I made.
Oh, sorry.
Good thing
that's why we wiped it.
You wiped it.
That's why we wiped it. I just smacked my face onto the microphone.
How do you stop yourself from doing that and like kind of living in the moment? Because I think especially more recently, I find that I'm never like in the place that I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like my mind's racing as to, like, what I have to do next. And I'm, like, trying to be more, like, present in the moment.
I think it's, you just have to think about it to actively try to be present in the moment. Because it's so easy to be distracted. There are so many distractions. Mm-hmm. These phones and all of the things are so distracting.
TikTok.
TikTok. Did you say TikTok? Yeah. I don't have a TikTok.
Oh, don't get one.
I can't. I don't think I can. I literally physically don't think I can get TikTok because I can't.
Yeah.
I don't even know how it works, but I've made one TikTok. These little girls made me make one at a show. So I've participated in TikTok once.
You're on the TikTok.
I am on the TikTok. I'm just not on the TikTok.
But no, it is so true. I think we are always like setting goals for the next thing. And we're taught to do that in a sense. Like it's like, let's write down our goals. Let's write down our resolutions.
Well, it is a good thing to do,
mm-hmm.
but it is also a good thing to be thankful and present in your life. life. So it's tricky to balance it. And I just think that song, Emily did such a great song writing that, great job writing that song. And she puts it perfectly.
I know. It's worded so beautifully. There's also a song called Ladies in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like I've seen so many... yeah, Easton just
that
gasped.
Song is so good.
Thank you so
I
much.
He was having a Corona spell.
I grabbed my pearls. I just love that song.
Literally, you're at like grabbed your chest. I thought you were having a heart attack. I don't know.
Sorry, it's like took
I am so thankful that that song brings that out of you. Like, thank you. I did write that one.
Well, it's cute because I also feel like it's a fun song. You like reference some just bops, like 90s bops, Britney, Christina, like some moments. But I do feel like it's a conversation that people are having with, especially women in country music, mm-hmm. of songs not dominating the yes. radio like they used to.
Well, I get asked that so much. And No. This is perfect.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why I wrote the song. So people ask me all the time, why is there a lack of female presence on country radio? Well, first of all, on pop radio, every other song is a woman.
Oh, interesting.
I think every other song on pop radio is a woman.
Because they are massively underplayed in pop radio as well.
Are they?
Yeah.
Just not as bad probably as country music.
Sure, for sure not.
Yeah. Because there's like Demi and Taylor and there are girls that, Ariana, mm-hmm. Selena.
But if you really listen to it, it's Post Malone.
Oh,
and
right. Yeah,
like every other song's Post Malone, Jonas Brothers. I'm trying to think of like, we played this morning. Give me another guess.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd, yeah. The Weeknd.
Maroon 5.
But it's so weird because people ask me all the time, and I'm like, I don't know why. Because I grew up in the 90s, mm-hmm. and that was not an issue. It just wasn't. It was like more women, I feel like, than men.
Yeah.
But maybe that's because that's what I gravitated towards. But I just wanted to write like a fun song addressing it. 12 examples. There are 12 songs in Ladies in the 90s that were life-changing songs for me.
Uh-huh.
And probably both of you. Like you, everybody can hear, man, I feel like a woman.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Come on. And the party is starting.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's just like, I don't ever want to be negative. So I wanted to write a fun song, just like reminding people like, hey, this is what happens when women are on the radio. You're welcome.
Well, I was going to say, there's no like, it's not a song that seems bitter or frustrated.
No,
it's more like a fun, but addressing, like I thought, it made me realize there was a time where women, it seemed like, did dominate in country music. But I'm the same way. I just gravitated towards them because my mom played them. You know, maybe it wasn't necessarily what was on the radio, but.
Well, everyone's talking about it, so I feel like it's not just us that think
right.
that.
No.
You know?
It's definitely a conversation.
But I wanted to write like a lighthearted, fun song and just be like, hey, this is what happens. And then people are clenching their chests over it. So.
Yeah, their pearls.
I'm not even a lady. And man, that song hits me. It's
Thank
so good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Getting into the deeper things, are you dating? Do you talk about dating? Because you've had some public relationships.
I have. And I don't think I'll ever have one again.
Oh, really? Keep it private?
Yes. I think that's going to be the one thing that I keep to myself because it has not worked out for me so far to have a public relationship. Because then when they end, everybody talks about it and they want to know everything about it, which is just the nature of my life. And I'm okay with that. But I think I just decided very recently to... keep that to myself.
You're like, I just decided like 5 minutes ago.
I just now decided.
Yeah. Do you mean like keep it not necessarily not dating somebody that is a public figure like yourself?
Yeah, no, I don't mean that. Dating. I just like with my last two relationships, they were very public. Well, I was engaged and mm-hmm. everyone wrote about that. And then I was unengaged and everyone really wrote about that. And then I had another boyfriend who was also famous.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex, my ex-fiance, was not famous. So and it was just as big of an explosion.
Yeah.
So I don't think it really matters if the other person is a celebrity. It has nothing to do with that. I just don't think it's a great idea because I'm dating. If I was married, maybe I would like talk more about mm-hmm. my husband, but until it's like something like that. I think I'm going to try to hold it as close to myself as possible. Obviously, I'll be seen out with my boyfriend and like
people will come to there might conclusions. Be photos.
People will probably know eventually because they'll see pictures of me with this certain person over and over again. But I'm not going to, I think my social media platforms are for my music and for my brand. And I just, you know, I learned my lesson.
It's interesting though, because you're a musician, so you can take this and everything that you're in your relationships, and your outlet is your music. So it's like, you can tell your story how you want to tell your story, how you want to narrate your story through your song, through your craft. You don't have to do that. You know what I mean? I think it's a fine line, because I think it just depends on professionally, because you are a public figure. So yes, everybody says like, you're a public figure, you should expect to XYZ, but it's like, you're a musician.
Yes.
So you can choose to do it through your music if you want.
And I am such an open book. Like, if you hang out with me for 5 seconds, I don't really hold back anything. But I just feel like in the last couple of years, I've had to learn to keep some things for me, because my life is so public. Like, my nephews are for me. You know, I occasionally will post about them. I talk about them. But that's like, my family is for me. And I feel like the music is a little bit separate. And I'll be writing about people I'm dating. On this EP, I have a couple of breakup songs on there, if you'd like to hear that. If you'd like to hear about my relationships, I write about them.
Right.
But I just feel like it's just, and it also puts an added layer of pressure on my relationships when they're really public like that.
Listen, I get it. I'm in a relationship, and I haven't talked about this one. And everyone's like, why don't you talk about it? This is what we, you know, follow. Because I was on The Bachelor, which we discussed, you've never watched, but it was a long time ago. But the reason why they started following me was on my journey to find love. So then when I got in a relationship and it was private, I mean, it was public with someone else from The Bachelor world, it added this, just like you
said. It does. It's hard to explain.
And when we broke up, I felt like I was letting people down. And I was like, this is so weird because it's my relationship.
Yeah. It is a tricky thing.
It is tricky.
Well, and because then people become like fans of your relationship.
Yeah.
And you don't want to let them down. And I'm like, I don't even like this guy. You can like him separately. I got to get rid of him. I can't be with him anymore.
It is
I'm done.
Interesting dynamic.
I need to decide if I like him or not. Yeah. Not you.
Yeah. Because I remember when Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson split up, and Pete Davidson started using Ariana in his like stand-up comedy routine or whatever, and people were really up in arms. Like, the Ariana Grande fans were so mad about that. But I recently heard him talking about it, and it kind of gave me his side of the situation. It kind of opened my eyes a little bit. He's like, look, like, Ariana writes about our relationship and writes songs about it. And like, this is my outlet. Like, I'm a comedian. I make jokes. Like, this is how I, you know, do it.
And so my ex-boyfriend's a comedian. Is that going to be me?
Oh,
like, God.
That's his outlet, you know? And I was like, you know what? You got to respect it.
We'll race to that finish. I got a full-length album coming out later this year, probably, so...
Yeah, beat him to it. Beat him to it.
You have to release one of those singles. Quick.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Did you have fun on Dancing with the Stars?
I did. It was hard.
I've heard it's the hardest process for people.
I broke 4 ribs.
Oh, my.
Fractured, not broke. Broke is like really intense.
Fractured.
I guess you don't really need them though, right?
No, not until not until they're fractured, and then you realize you really do need them to breathe and to live comfortably and to move and dance and sing.
Who told you that?
I heard somebody told me that like somebody got their ribs removed, and I was like, oh, do you not need all your ribs? Like, that's so random.
I think them being broken is different. Like, being cracked and like maybe puncturing your lungs is different than them not being there.
This is how rumors get started.
Hey, now I will say, they told me I could still dance.
See?
And I did it. So I guess she's right. You don't need.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I do protect your lungs. I feel like.
No, your heart, right?
All of it, right? Your rib cage is all kind of
in the cage.
Right, it's now, like your armor.
We are really scrubbing in here.
Yeah, we're getting into the nitty gritty of anatomy.
But it was so I was in a lot of pain a lot of the time, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the costumes, the wardrobe department. I'm in love with them. I love them. Those ladies in that wardrobe department. I cried when I left the show because I was going to miss them. Seriously.
Did you get their numbers?
Oh, yes. Okay, good. Actually, I should call them while I'm here and go see them. And then Allie Brooke and I became like instant best friends.
We just had her on the show.
Oh, yeah. She and I are really close.
Oh, I love that.
I just talked to her yesterday because she's doing a headlining tour. Yeah. And I called to congratulate her.
That's so great. Yeah, she's just the sweetest.
She's precious.
I'm going to get to the questions from our Facebook group because there were a few that were like, they were so proud because you started out. It was like such an emotional and like confidence builder for you.
Oh, yeah.
And they just thought it was so cool to watch you have that transformation, you know, in front of a lot of people.
Yeah, it was a couple people watching. Yeah,
just a few. A small crowd, really. Okay, so this is from Sarah. She said, is it true that you pop in for a visit to your mom's bar in Northern... Where are you from?
I'm from Georgia, but my mom lives in Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Yeah. They want
yes,
to know
it
if
is
you pop-
true. Occasionally I pop into the bar.
She said, you ladies have good genes. She's just as beautiful as you are.
Oh, that's sweet. I look a lot like my mom.
Really?
So twins? If she thinks my mom's pretty, she probably thinks I'm pretty.
Oh, this is a good one. What was harder to compete in, Idol or Dancing with the Stars?
Well, I didn't break anything on American Idol, so. They felt so different to me because I was really nervous on American Idol because I was setting up my career, and I was really nervous on Dancing with the Stars because I don't know how to dance at all. Like, I was literally doing something I've never done before.
Yeah.
The question was, what was harder? Was that the question?
Yeah.
Probably Dancing with the Stars. Only because I've been singing since I was three.
Right, it's like second nature to you.
Yeah, the dancing, I was like, I don't know how to do this. I feel like I have my back to you.
You're so sweet.
I know, it's a kind of an awkward setup with our... We probably should have put you here. And
it's okay. Everything's clean at least.
Yeah.
So
that's all that matters.
What is your favorite thing about being on tour with Blake Shelton? Are you on tour with Blake Shelton?
Yes.
Currently?
Yeah, right now.
That is freaking awesome. I'm watching The Voice and I'm like obsessed with him.
He's hysterical.
Yeah. He reminds me, his humor is so similar to my dad's that he says things and it's just, he makes me laugh so much because of that.
He's so entertaining too on stage. Like it feels like he's talking to everyone in the crowd. He's awesome. My favorite part of, Gwen Stefani keeps showing up.
Dude.
Tanya's obsessed with them.
Like, I'm obsessed with them. Like,
she came out and sang a few times, and I'm just like, and then she told me that my voice sounds like a recording, and that she keeps thinking I'm going to sound bad, and then I don't. She's like, there's no way you always hit the right notes, and then I listen to you, and I'm literally watching her talk, like, you know, in slow-mo.
Right. And I'm like, you're like an icon.
You're Gwen Stefani telling me that in your sparkly thigh-high boots.
But isn't she just like so human?
Yes.
And no, it's
her skin.
It's bizarre to me
like
how
a doll.
Like normal she is.
What moisturizer does she use? We are all getting it.
I know.
Can I be
Seriously.
Honest? I thought you were on your own headlining tour.
I was before. Yes.
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
No.
Okay.
I did my tour before this Blake Shelton tour.
Okay. Got
yes.
It. Well, that's
so,
really.
And so we what, sold it all out.
So your favorite part
to brag.
Is that Gwen Shameless Stefani little. Shows up. Yeah, we're gonna plug you. Don't worry. We're gonna get to that.
Yes, I did go on the headlining tour, but my favorite part is how nice he is, and they have really good catering.
That's important.
The catering is really good on this tour. Some tours don't have good food. Blake Shelton got the good food.
I love that Gwen just pops in there, though.
She does. And they are
really
sweet. They really love each other.
They love each other so much. And she is just like I can't even put into words because she is Gwen Stefani, right? Like, she is up there. Like, that is mega. And she acts just like
What's up?
Yeah. Like, okay, do you want some, can I get you something to drink? I'm like, you're Gwen Stefani. Like, let me get
but
you whatever.
But yes, you can.
Want.
Thank you. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to frame the cup. Put this cup in a shadow box and keep it framed.
I'm like obsessed with her in an unhealthy way. Hey, Gwen.
Hi, Gwen. I can't wait to see you next week after I've said all these really embarrassing things about how cool you are. Like, chill.
It's chill. Yeah.
I mean, a ton of these are just, you know, they're asking about your relationship, which we talked about. Who is your best friend on Dancing with the Stars? We talked Allie about Brooke. It. And a lot of them are just saying, we love you and you're so inspirational. They ask about your ex, how he's doing.
I'm
not sure. I don't talk to him.
Yeah, that was the question. If y'all still talk.
No.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to do it.
Maybe since everybody's saying, like, you're so inspirational, and that's what they, like, look up to you for, is there anything that that you've learned along the way in your process that kind of was really jarring to you? Was like a lesson that you learned that you could share with everybody?
Yeah, I, well.
Could be personally, could be professionally.
I've learned a lot in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I bet.
I learned to be nice to myself. That was a pretty important lesson I had to learn. And not to let people, except your Facebook. I can hang out on your Facebook. Yeah. It turns out your Facebook is a safe place for me.
Yeah, they're the exception.
Yeah, they really are.
But I just, I used to let like negative energy and comments on the internet control how I felt about myself. And I don't do that anymore. Because honestly, those people are not buying tickets to my show, I don't think. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'm really going to hang out with them ever.
Yeah.
So I just delete them. Now, but it was a struggle for me. I really struggled with an eating disorder for a long time and have talked a lot about that. And confidence is the biggest thing that I've had to work on.
It's interesting because I think so many people struggle with that, with body image in such different ways. Like mm-hmm. I struggle so much myself. Like I can't remember the name of orthorexia. Is that what it's called? It's where you have this obsession with food. It's like, where you just, everything that you eat, you like have to know where it came from, how many calories are in it. Like, it's kind of like one of those things where you just obsessively, you know, like it's kind of like it's not represented very much, but it's
I didn't
really
know that
like
was a disorder. I guess I got that one too.
Yeah. But
I'm just kidding. I really did. I used to have to like, if I couldn't see the packaging, it was not going to happen. I was not going to eat it.
But I think that honestly, I think 9 out of 10 women have some sort deal with that in some capacity.
I think so too.
I mean, it's inevitable. It's like in our face constantly of how we're supposed to look, how clothes are supposed to fit. I mean,
but I think it's so cool now that I think there's like this wave of like, I think it's Olay that has the campaign where they're saying they're not going to retouch women's, their photos anymore of their faces because they're selling like, you know, these beauty or like the beauty products. And
I like that.
Like Ava Mendez responded to a fan saying like, you know, this is a campaign photo. This has been retouched and edited and, you know, like opening that conversation because it is, we're flooded with all these images and like we look at ourselves and we're like, well, I have cellulite on my arm. Like nobody has cellulite.
How did that get there?
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
now what is this dimple in my bicep and how do I get rid of it?
Right. But it really, you know, we joke and stuff, but it really, really affects you.
Yes, it does.
It really, really does. And so
I like had a really weird thing about my chin. I still do. Like where I like certain angles, I'm super freaked out by my chin. Like that's just a thing of that bothers me about myself. Like no one else would see that and think I have.
We're
like
our own worst critic.
Like what's wrong with, now you guys are looking at my chin, like what's wrong with their chin? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But it's so, because, and I will say, I see retouched photos of myself and then I see myself and I think, I don't look like that. I'm like looking at myself. I had, like at first I had a really hard time with not wearing makeup. Mm-hmm. Like going without makeup because I saw myself on stage and all these photos so retouched and like looking like pretend.
Right.
And then I would look at myself and I thought, wow, we got to put some makeup on. We wake up immediately. And it was like a thing for me for a long time. Now I'm like hitting up Kroger, just not even brushing my hair. I don't care. You know?
I know, because you're self-confident.
I've gotten
out of that cloud.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of help around it.
And yeah.
I mean, I like to take care of myself and look nice, but mm-hmm. I'm doing it because I want to look nice, not because I think I have to look nice.
Right.
It's
for other people.
Yeah.
It's like the pressure of thinking this is how they want me to look or how they expect me to look.
Yeah.
So I have to do that.
It's hard though. I mean, even the most confident, I seem to be the most confident person in the whole wide world and always have because I've got this huge personality. So when I first talked about struggling with it, people were, I think, surprised. But you never know what someone's going through.
Totally. Mm-hmm. 100%.
You just don't.
I don't know if I missed this. Did that start after being on TV? And
no. I struggled from the time I was in middle school on. And I was on American Idol when I was 15. Mm-hmm. But people teased me about my weight a lot. So it just kind of, I'd already had issues mm-hmm. with it. And that just kind of
catapulted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, it's so crazy that to imagine doing what you did at 15 years old.
I know, my goodness. I see pictures of myself and I'm on my little flip-flops. I'm like, I was a little kid.
I know.
This is so sweet.
I know.
I was really mean to her. I was really mean to her and I want to hug her.
I know.
I would love to go back and hug her, you know?
Yeah.
That's
her little diamond flip-flops. I loved those flip-flops. I wore them out. And I wore them in my American Idol audition, if you guys
want you were
to
like, I'm I was like, these are fancy my
yeah.
flip-flops.
I got these. I paid good money for these flip-flops.
I'm going to give them the exposure they deserve.
Maybe I'll try to bring back the diamond flip-flop.
Try that out.
I'll let y'all know how it goes. I'll keep you posted.
Well, thank you. I mean, you're like the perfect guest for our show.
Oh, thank you.
You're just
so
amazing.
Much.
And like I said, we had so many requests to have you on here for this reason because they know who you are and they love who you are. So thank you so much for coming. I'm sorry I didn't realize that you're currently on tour with Blake Shelton.
That's okay.
Idiot.
That's okay.
But I thought you were doing your thing and you're still doing your thing with Blake and Gwen around. So. Yeah.
And you guys, Lauren's new EP, Getting Good, is available now. So stream it, buy it. What else can you do to it?
Love it.
Love it. Review it.
I mean, wipe it with a Clorox wipe.
Wipe it with a Clorox wipe.
Yeah, it's so good. Check it out. Did you say where you can get tickets for the show?
I did not.
Do you have a website? Where can you, anywhere?
You can go to my website, laurenelenaofficial.com. That's where you can get them.
And where can they follow you on Instagram, Twitter?
Okay, Instagram is Lauren Elena. It's very easy. You're welcome. And Facebook as well. On Twitter, somebody decided to take that name. So
I'm Scandal.
I know. What the heck? I occasionally go look at their page. Anyway, it's at Lauren _ Elena.
Got it.
All right.
Look for the blue check mark. I'm super fancy like that.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I can't remember off the top of my head how that one ended, but I hope you enjoyed that interview. She's just really great.
We
she's
also,
like that girl.
We should probably preface and let people know, like, are you liking the way this sounds? Do you want to email us?
No.
Give us your opinion.
No, that's just inviting criticism.
Yeah, it's just like saying
we can hear it.
I can hear it right now, and I can tell you they're not going to like this better than our normal sounding podcast.
A little
sonsy.
It's a little on the sonsy side.
It's a little on the sonsy side, but you know what? It is our civil duty as humans to take this responsibly.
That's true. The other interesting thing is next week, we won't be in, Easton and I won't be in this building to receive this, so I don't know what's going to happen next time.
Well, we have a couple of emails for you before we say goodbye. It's currently raining, so it really is a great day of isolation for me, at least.
All right. This is from Anonymous. My boyfriend and I have been dating long distance for 2 years. We see each other at least once a month for a couple of days. At the beginning, we would talk on the phone for hours and hours, but as time went down, it seems like we run out of things to talk about. We have started to talk about our future, and I worry sometimes that we may not be compatible for the long haul. For example, my faith is a big part of my life, and he supports that, but we're not really aligned in that area, and I question how kids would be raised, interests, hobbies, etc. I'd also like to date in the same city before an engagement, but I don't know if I am at a place to quit my job and leave my life here. I love him. I care so much about him, but I'm questioning if I can ever get to that place feelings-wise with him, and it breaks my heart. And to add more confusion, I hung out with a guy friend of mine last year, and as we were talking, I felt like we had so much in common, and he made me laugh so much. I even had a dream about him that night that we were getting married. Is fear of commitment creeping in with my boyfriend, or is this my gut telling me he's not the one? We are both 30 years old.
I think that this is a gut feeling and an intuition feeling, because you're not, if you were if you're already questioning all these things and you're not even living in the same city, that's not, living in the same city isn't going to fix the issues that you're having or the things that you're questioning. Because I do believe that people can make things work with different interests. Does it make it harder? Sometimes it probably does make it harder because there are big things that you do think about, like how will the kids be raised, you know, all that stuff. But I think if you think moving there is going to fix those problems, then you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Becca on this one in terms of you kind of got to go with your gut, right?
I mean, Mark? I just think that... I think if
Mark has been like my gut gauge for literally the last week. Like, I literally, because I can really swing really drastically on either side, and I've been using Mark as my gauge.
She's texted me many times asking whether she should panic or not.
Oh, yeah. God.
But here I am, not panicked.
No, hey, freezer full of scallops. You're done. You're good.
Yeah. What's there to panic about when you got a freezer full of scallops?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I do think you got to go with your gut. I do think your gut is telling you something very clearly here. And I think there's a few too many strikes. Like, I think that the faith issue is overcomable. I think the distance issue is overcomable. I think the feelings fading problem could be overcomable. But all three of them, I think, is a three strikes, you're out situation. So I think maybe you start to maybe move on from this. I don't know that you jump into this other guy, because that's probably not the healthiest thing in the world, but you should probably address the issues with your boyfriend and let him know that you're not feeling it feelings-wise, and that when you talk about your future together, it scares you.
Yeah, you're kind of... I like how Mark did the three strikes and you're out thing.
I'm a big baseball fan.
Well, it's true. It's like one of those things is something you can work through. I agree, but like having three big things like that, that's a lot. And I think, like, not saying that it's going to be easy, it's going to be hard regardless, because breakups are hard, but like, you're long distance, so there's, you know, if there's a time to do it, it's now. It's not move there and try and see what happens and then do it, because that's just going to make it harder. So I think if you're already having doubts and questioning it, I think you have a conversation with him about it and then figure out what your next step is.
This is also from Anonymous. I started dating someone toward the end of January. Let's call him James. This was the first time in my entire life I felt wanted in a relationship. He's 31, I'm 23. He was the perfect gentleman. I could not have been happier. About a month and a half into our relationship, I found out that I had an STD called trichomoniasis. I got this STD.
What's that?
Well, Easton, why don't you look up trichomoniasis while I'm running this down? Oh, he already had that. That's interesting. Already bookmarked.
I've never heard of that.
She says, I got this STD from my first and now only one-night stand. The one-night stand happened about a month before I met James. Being in a new relationship, I knew I had to tell James immediately because, unfortunately, he and I had sex before I knew I had an STD.
Oh.
Anytime I tried to talk to him about it, he would shut down and stop responding. He would tell me that he wished he could be there for me and that he knows I didn't do it on purpose. Within days of letting him know, he slowly but surely stopped talking to me. I reached out a few times, and clearly he did not want to speak to me, so I let it go. I feel so guilty, and it's eating me up inside knowing that the relationship is now over. It hurts me to know that I could ever put someone that I truly cared about in that position. Should I just let it go and move on? Easton, what is trichomoniasis?
Trichomoniasis, or trick, the symptoms are, for both men and women, itching or irritation near the genitals, burning after urination, and discharge from the penis or vagina. In women, that can be a clear white, yellowish, or greenish substance with an unusual fishy smell.
I'd also like to add that it's easily treated with a single dose of antibiotics. So this is not like a lifetime curse that he has to deal with.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's not a lingering thing.
Oh,
it's like a gonorrhea, chlamydia situation.
I don't know about those things, but if he does have it, it's curable. If he doesn't have it, then great. But either way, he's done with Anonymous.
Anonymous, okay. I think
guess what, Anonymous? You're done with him.
Anonymous, I think you felt what you felt. You can let go of the guilt. You didn't do it intentionally or maliciously. I think if anything, it was a lesson learned of moving forward, of being safe when you're having one night stands with strangers and not knowing their history. it's kind of a wake-up call, I would imagine. It would be for me, I guess. Mm-hmm. It would be a major wake-up call. But it's treatable. You're treated. You're fine. I think, you know, if that was a deal breaker for him, then let him move on. And now you can move on and not have to think about it ever again.
Yeah. And I also think, too, like with STDs, it can really mess with you mentally. Like, I remember I've only had HPV that's the only STD I've had. But when I got it, it was like before anybody knew anything really about it. So I literally thought like my world was ending, and it was one of the most traumatic experiences I've ever had. And to be completely honest, and if I didn't have I didn't at the time, but it's like I had people in my life that were there to kind of like calm me down and talk me down. And it's like, it was a mistake, and it was something, you know, you can't take these things back, but you shouldn't feel dirty. These things happen, and you just have to be, you're going to be a lot more careful from now on. But I think having a partner that knows you obviously didn't do this intentionally, and I think that your partner's there to make you feel better about everything, not make you feel worse. So, I mean, I don't think that's a good partner that you want for life anyway, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, and I also, last thing I'll say is that I think moving forward, if you start dating someone and it becomes, you know, a little more of a serious side, I think you both get tested just to make sure you're upfront and clear with everything before you jump into sleeping with each other, just so that this doesn't maybe happen again with someone that you really, really like that you would hate to lose in this situation. So, but I don't think you need to harbor any guilt. I think you need to live your life, be safe, be careful, and you'll find the right guy who is safe and protected with you.
It is unfortunate that STD is something of a scarlet letter. Like, there is you're somehow tainted or something if you've had one of these things, even if it's as easily curable as trick, which we all just learned about. It's too bad. It shouldn't be. And if that guy really had strong feelings for you, I'm hoping that he would have been able to set that aside and look past it and know you made a mistake, because he said he doesn't blame you and know you didn't do it on purpose, and things would have continued. But clearly, he had a standard you didn't live up to or something, so I think you're better off without him.
Totally. And Mark, you're so right. It is. It's like this like scarlet letter. And I think the thing that makes me sad about that is because so many people, like, I know people who have had gonorrhea and chlamydia, and nobody talks about it because it is like, it's scary and it sucks. But it's like, I think the more that we're open with each other and transparent about these things, the more at ease we can kind of make each other feel, because it is really scary. And like, I will never forget how that made me feel. I think I was 20 or I was a sophomore in college. Was that make me 20? And it was literally such a dark time in my life. And it shouldn't have been. Like, I should have not let it make me feel the way it did about myself as a person. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's be honest. Let's all, you know, do our homework. Trichomiasis. And practice safe sex.
Great. That was some good advice, Tanya. Proud of you for that one.
If that's what you choose.
Yes.
But honestly, like right now in this time, I almost feel like FaceTime sex might be the move. No Clorox wipes needed.
Hey, before we go, let's all give somebody something to binge on Netflix, since everybody's stuck in their homes. One show. Tanya, what would it be?
Well, I would just like the world to know that He's Just Not That Into You is now available on Netflix, ready for you to stream. So I have now watched that movie 3 times since it's been up on March 1st. So that is my recommendation for the evening.
All right, Becca.
But also on Hulu, I would like to recommend Hulu. If you have not seen Younger, it's amazing. Start from season 1. It's so good.
Okay.
Yeah, this should be the time where Netflix and Friends come together and put Friends back on there. They should also, I've been watching this. I'm going to start to finish it today, but it's called Safe. It has the guy, Michael C. Hall from Dexter, in it. It's really good. And then obviously if you haven't watched Love is Blind, now is the time. That right. is just some good stuff. And I think they're going to upload some of the Bachelor season somewhere is what they're talking about. So maybe you can catch up on those if you want a good refresher.
You know what somebody was telling me, though, the other day?
What?
Somebody was telling me that they're going to start filming a season two of Love is Blind. And I just feel like as though they can't do that because these people were purists. This cast was purists. They really were in it for the right reasons, you know, like they didn't know, like this show could have just, nobody could have watched it. They didn't know it was going to turn into this. And I feel like if anybody else now goes on, it's just going to be not for love.
Mm. Like The Bachelor has run into over the years.
Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So well, let's get some new different dating shows, shall we?
Well, my recommendation, and Tanya, you started this and you bailed on it, but Sex Education on Netflix just finished its second season, or they just dropped their second season a few weeks ago. The first episode is a little raunchy, but I'm telling you, that show has a sweetness to it that is so charming. I love that show. It is really, really great. And I understand that the first episode turned some people off. But it's,
or
it's,
on, in my case. Or for,
it's interesting, though, because there was a bunch of nudity in the first episode, and there's virtually no nudity the entire rest of either season, which is interesting that they changed gears so dramatically. So if that turned you off, anybody who watched the first episode, give it another shot, because, man, is that a sweet show. I think it's really great.
Such as myself.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode, and I was like, meh.
I know you were. I think, you know, I'm not going to beg you to go back to it, but it's a wonderful show. It makes me so happy.
Well, I mean, I've been watching a lot of Schitt's Creek. I've been watching...
Oh, my gosh, that show's so good.
It's so good. My wife finished it a long time ago, and I'm trying to get caught up because there's the new season out. So I've been watching that, and then this isn't as easy to find, but I've been watching The Flintstones from episode one.
Oh, wow.
Where do you find that?
I got places. Okay. If anyone wants to watch The Flintstones, DM me and we'll work something out. But it's really good. Those early seasons are awesome. Fred is just figuring out who he is, and it's before Pebbles comes around. It's a really fun time.
Wait, well, how many seasons of Schitt's Creek are there?
There are five, and we're on the sixth one currently. Is that right?
That sounds right.
I believe so.
Oh, my gosh. So that's the show that Red Star and I started watching together. That's, like, our show that we watch. We can only watch it together.
Oh.
And it's so amazing. Like, we both find it so funny, and the episodes are quick, and I'm just so obsessed.
Who's your favorite character? Who are you?
Well, I don't really think I'm any of them. But I love David. David's my favorite.
Oh my God, David's so good. I'm an Alexis. I just got to say that.
You know what's funny is I think that my boyfriend likes Alexis too. Like he finds her so funny.
So funny. Anyway, that's a great show. It's on Netflix and new episodes on Pop TV.
Is that a show I would like based on my humor?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's actually like really cute because it's like we will not watch it unless we're together.
Aww.
And so he'll like text me if we're like not together for a night. And he's like, man, I'm really, really itching for some Schitt's Creek. And I'm like, sorry, man, can't do it tonight.
Wow. All right. Well, there's some suggestions for you all. We hope that the sound quality on this wasn't just too atrocious. And we love you all. Please stay safe. Please stay inside as much as you can. I know that some of you are like, I'm not able to work from home, but if you are able to, please stay at home and be respectful to the situation. We love you all. We're going to try and do as much as we can to be something of like joy during this scary time. So,
yeah, I think we should do extra Facebook Lives if we can.
Smart. Good idea.
Oh, that's yeah, we can do that and, like, add each other in, too, so we can do that from our own homes.
Yeah. Let's just be together as much as we can.
Yeah. All right, you guys. We'll have a great Monday, and we will see you next week, or you'll hear from us next week.
Or sooner. Wait, I missed you guys already.
I know. Time of death, 15:52.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.